Courage to Change, One Day at a Time in Al-Anon. June 5th. The third step talks about placing my will and my life in the care of a higher power. For me, this power is a presence that loves me as I am, that accepts me with compassion on the bad days as well as the good. Once I have accepted that the destructive presence of another's alcoholism has affected my life, I need the benevolent influence of a power untouched by this disease. What I do in turning over my will and my life is to become receptive to guidance. I become willing to accept the care of a power greater than myself. I think of this care as a source of love and support that surrounds me in my daily life. I do not need to earn it or to work for it. I need only be receptive to it. I continue to have a will to exercise and a life to live, but I do so bathed in a light of love and understanding. Today's reminder. When I open my heart to a power that fills me with love and acceptance, I can begin to extend those qualities to others. I may not do it perfectly or even consistently, but I can recognize my progress one day at a time. God's gifts put man's best dreams to shame. Elizabeth Barrett Browning. From the book Courage to Change. Copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023. Copyright Al-Anon Family Group Headquarters, Inc., 1992.